onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for Tuesday, the 14th of February, 2017. We are going to be going into the book of Yirmiyahu. That's Hebrew, and that is Jeremiah. So, pardon me, these prophets were all operating in the same time period. Jeremiah's ministry was from about 627 BC to 586 BC, plus or minus. The chapters themselves are not in a chronological order, but arranged as to subject matter contained. In other words, whenever a subject came up, they wrote it down. They didn't keep it in a line, a timeline. So it jumps back and forth, and it can get a little confusing. But we'll do the best we can with it. Ice water. Like the book of Isaiah, there's a lot of commentary that goes along with these particular books. It's quite complicated. It's in a period of all these different kings and conquering and attacks and the dispersion of Israel, and it just goes all over the place. So bear with me. As far as his name, there are two different opinions on the meaning of the name Yirmiyahu. One is Yah will raise with Strong's 7311 as the root, followed by 3050. That's what's listed in Strong's, and in the Brown Driver Briggs Gesenius lexicon, it has Yah loosens with 7411 as the root to 7423 Ramiyah as laxness, slackness, followed by 7422 Rameyah. So that's Yah has loosened. The Word Study Dictionary, Old Testament by AMG Publishers list both definitions and states the difficulty of the meaning. I agree as to a difficulty, so I will remain neutral on it. I'm just showing the options here, you know. Chapter 1, verse 5, says he was given as a prophet to the nation, so raised as a prophet is a common terminology back then, and there are the options, and you can research them and decide for yourself. So this whole book is a very sad book. It's not a real joyful thing. With all that occurred in the writings and the vision of the temple's coming destruction along with Jerusalem itself, it's often unpleasant. As all the prophetic books, much is in metaphorical and idiomatic form, and not literal. Figures of speech abound in this work, and a word-for-word study has been a must. You will need more than a Strong's for many of the prophetic books. My favorite lexicon is the Brown Driver Briggs Gesenius Lexicon by Hendrickson Publishers. Not just a straight Brown Driver Briggs, but with the Gesenius. He was the granddaddy of the lexicographers. He was before Strong's, and Strong's copied a lot of his stuff. So everybody says, well, Strong's was first. Well, no, he wasn't. He did a good job, but Strong's is a beginner dictionary, lexicon, concordance, okay? It is not the be-all, end-all that a lot of people try to make it out to be. Strong's is good. I have one, but I have a lot of others as well. Pardon me, I had to clean the pipes there. I'm recording this in the afternoon. Everything's fairly quiet today, and I had a bunch of things I needed to do that were not servile work. I was moving some of my little plants around and throwing clothes in a clothes basket to get them out of the way, and organizing a lot of the paperwork for future word studies here. Today is Monday the 13th, which is a Shabbat day. I'm allowed to do service work in the line of the ministry on this day, but not physical work as far as making a living, which I don't do anymore anyway, or cleaning the house or doing laundry or any of that stuff. I don't do any of that. Everything that I do on a Shabbat is of a scriptural nature. This is Yahweh's day, and he needs to receive the glory of it. And I rest and relax and enjoy and listen to EFR and all the good words of scripture coming out of a lot of the shows, which is a blessing to me. I enjoy the scripture. I love to hear others expound on it. We have some excellent preachers on EFR. So let's get into the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1. The words of Jeremiah 3:4-1:4, the son of Hilkiah, 2:5-1:8, and that means my portion is Yah, of the priests that were in Anatoth, 6:0-6:8, in the land of Benjamin, that's Benjamin. Now, Anatoth is 3 miles north-northeast of Jerusalem. So that gives you an area if you're going to look it up. Pardon me, to whom the word of Yahweh came, this is verse 2, in the days of Yoshiahu, 2977, that means Yah supports, the son of Ammon, 526, and that means master workman, king of Yehuda, 3063, in the 13th year of his reign. Verse 3, it also came in the days of Jehoiakim, 3079, the son of Yoshiahu, king of Yehuda, unto the end, 8552, of the 11th year of Sidkiyahu, 6667, the son of Yoshiahu, king of Yehuda, to the going into exile, 1540, of Jerusalem, 3389, in the fifth month. This precedes the dispersion. And verse 3, part A, you can research 2 Kings 23, verses 23, 26 through 24, 7. I read that wrong. Pardon me. And 2 Chronicles 36, verses 5 through 8. And part B of that verse, you can reference 2 Kings 24, 18 through 25, 21. I got it right that time. And 2 Chronicles 36, verse 11 through 21. And Jehoiakim, that 3079 means Yah raises up. And Zedekiahu, 6667, that's Zedekiah, that means Yah is righteousness. So those are the meanings of those men's names. Verse 4. Then the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, this is Jeremiah speaking, and here's the word of Yahweh. Verse 5. Before 2962, I formed 3335, you in the womb, I knew you. And before you came forth from the womb, I consecrated you, 6942, as a prophet, 5030, to the nations, that's the Israelite nations, I appointed you, 5414. He foreknew him, and he foreknew all of us. Really, Yahweh knows all of that. Verse 6, I replied, this is Jeremiah speaking, Ah, Lord Yahweh, behold, I know not speech, because I am a boy. 5288, that's a youth. Verse 7, Yahweh said to me, Do not say, I am a boy, because you will go to all that I send you to, and all that I command you, you shall speak. Verse 8, Be not afraid before them, because I am with you to deliver you, declared Yahweh. Verse 9, Yahweh put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And Yahweh said to me, Behold, I have put my words into your mouth. Verse 10. See, this day I set, 6485, I set you over nations and over kingdoms to uproot, 5428, and to tear down, 5422, to destroy, 6, to overthrow, 2040, to build, 1129, and to plant, 5193. That's an abstract way of establishing people. Verse 11, the word of Yahweh came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a rod, 4731, of an almond tree, 8247. Verse 12, said Yahweh to me, You have seen well, because I watch, 8245, over 5921, my word to do it. Okay. 8245 is a wordplay with 8247. It's shakel, or shaked, pardon me, for the almond tree, and shoked as to watch over. So they do that a lot. They play with words. Verse 13, the word of Yahweh came to me the second time, saying, What do you see? And I said, I see a boiling 5301 pot, 5518, and it faces away from the north, 6828. Verse 14, said Yahweh to me, from the north, an evil shall be loosed, 6605, upon all the inhabitants of the land. Verse 15, because lo, I will call all the clans, 4940, of the kingdoms of the north, declares Yahweh, and they shall come, and they shall set every man his throne, 3678, at the entrance, 6607, of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls of it all around, and against all the cities of Yehuda. That's the land of Judah. Verse 16, and I shall pronounce sentence against them over all their evil who have forsaken me, 5800, and have burned incense, that's 6999, to other Elohim, those are little g gods, and prostrated themselves, 7812, to the works, 4639, of their own hands, and works as is carved or cast idols, made by the hands of men. Verse 17, gird up your loins, and rise up, and speak to them all that I command you. Be not dismayed, 2865, from their faces, lest I break you, 2865, before them. And 2865 has two uses here. Verse 18, for behold, I have made you this day as a fortified city, that's 4013, and an iron, 1270, pillar, 5982, and walls of bronze against the whole land, against the kings of Yehuda, against the officials of it, that's 8269, against the priests of it, and against the people of the land. Verse 19, they shall fight against you, but they shall not prevail, 3201, against you, because I am with you, declares Yahweh, to deliver you, 5337. He is going to bring unpleasant news to the people of the land of the tribe of Judah, called Judea now. Let me get a drink of water here. And it's going to be downright unpopular. They are not going to be happy with him. Sort of like what we do today. We bring unpleasant truth to the people, because that's our job. That's what we're called to do. Because the truth is sometimes unpleasant, it does not make the truth less true. It just makes it so you just don't want, oh, I really don't want to hear that. Well, sometimes you got to bite the bullet and just deal with the truth. You can't just keep running from it. It doesn't work. I'm sorry if it displeases some people, but I really don't have a choice in the matter. What I do here is not up to me. It is up to Yahweh. And I had trouble last night. I could not record these shows. I was coughing severely and I prayed. And this morning I got up and I've been busy all day. I did another recording this morning. And I've been fine all day. Yahweh has blessed me. He gave me a signal last night that I was working too hard. And it was time for me to lay down and get some sleep and quit hammering at this, because I am ate up by zeal for His word. And sometimes He needs to lay me down and make me rest because my common sense doesn't kick in. And I overdo myself a little bit. So Yahweh watches out for His people. And I praise Him for that. It's another one of the examples of His workings in my life that I want to relate to people. Yahweh is busy in our lives. Believe me, He knows what's going on, and He's got it under control. There are certain things that need to come to pass in His grand plan. He is Yahweh, we are not. We need to be patient and wait on His workings. So here's chapter 2, verse 1. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, go and cry in the ears of Yerushalayim, saying, thus says Yahweh, I remember you, 2142, the piety, 2617, of your youth, 5271, the love of your betrothed, 3623, when you walked after me in the wilderness, in a land not sown, in other words, wild land, the youth of Israel, back when they were in the Exodus and they were just coming into the promised land, and they were obedient, and they listened, and they had Moshe and Yeshua with them, and it was good. They were much better and much more obedient then. Verse 3, Yahweh was sacred, Israel was sacred, 6944, unto Yahweh. The first fruits, 7225, of His increase, 8393. All that devour Him shall be guilty, 816. Devour Him like fruit. See that He's likening us to the first fruits of His Spirit. Calamity, 7451, shall come upon them, declares Yahweh. Now that's 5002, declares. It's different than 559, which is to say. It has more force to it than the word used for to say, okay? Verse 4, hear you the word of Yahweh, house of Jacob. That's Israel. And all the clans of the house of Israel. Verse 5, thus says Yahweh, what iniquity, 5766, have your fathers found in me? In other words, your forefathers and the fathers that they have now, that they are gone far, 7368, from me, and have walked after vanity, 1892, that's Hebel, and have become vain, 1891, and that is Wayehebalu. And both refer to the worthless worship of idols, because they went into apostasy. They were worshiping the gods, quote unquote, of that land. Verse 6, neither said they, where is Yahweh that brought us up from the land of Mitzrayim and made us to walk through the wilderness, through a land of desert plains and of pits, 7745, through a land of drought, 6:7-3, and of the shadow of death. The shadow of death is 6:7-5:7, through a land that no man passed through and where no Adam dwelt. See, the man is 3:7-6. That's just gender specific. And Adam is racially specific. Verse 7, and I brought you into a garden land to eat the fruit of it and the goodness of it. But when you entered, you defiled my land, 29:30, defiled, and made my heritage, 5:1-5:9, an abomination, 8:4-4:1. They backed off from worshiping Yahweh. They started doing all their little idol worship then. I need another little drink of water here. Verse 8. The priest said not, where is Yahweh? And those that handled the Torah, 8:4-5:1, knew me not. The shepherd, 7:4-6-2, and that's a figurative for the rulers of Israel. The shepherds also transgressed, 6:5-8:6, against me. And the prophets, 50:30, prophesied, 5:0-1:2, by Baal, 11:68, and walked after that which did not profit, 3:2-7:6. There's no profit in any worship of any idol, and that is tied to verse 5, where they talk about vanity and in vain. Because idol worship is absolutely worthless. It gets you nothing but wrath from Yahweh. Verse 9, wherefore I will still, 57:50, contend, 7:3-7:8, that's a reeb as in a legal case, I will still contend with you, declares Yahweh, and with your children's children will I contend, because pass over the coastland of Kittim, 3:7-9:4, and look, and send unto Kedar, Q-E-D-A-R, 6:9-3:8, and consider diligently, and see if there is such a thing. Has a nation, 14:71, changed, 4:1-7:1, Elohim, 4:30, which are not Elohim, little e Elohim here, little gods. But my people have changed their glory, 3:5:1:9, for no profit, 3:2:7:6, again, that's no profit. That's worthlessness. Verse 12. Be appalled, 8:0-7:4, skies over this, and bristle with horror, that's one word, 8:1-7:5, sa'aru, and be very desolate, that's 2:7:1:7, karebu, declares Yahweh. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the spring of living waters. Now listen to this. And hewed them out, 2:6:7:2, lachasab, cisterns, 8:7:7, boroth, broken, 7:6:6:5, nishibarim, cisterns, that can hold, 3:5:5:7, yakilu, no water, 4:3:2:5. What is he speaking of here? They have hewed out cisterns by mixing race, and producing half-breed children. Now, these are the broken cisterns. They have some of the Adamic seed, and then they have non-Adamic seed, which kills the spirit of life breathed into Adam by Yahweh. Those broken cisterns can hold no part of the Holy Spirit. Only a pure-blooded Adamic person of Israel can have that spirit. So when they bred with the Canaanites and like people, the Edomites, all the rest of the ites, parasites, they killed the spirit of the children. The children were born just as an earthly being. They did not have the spark of the divine. They are as the beast of the field. And that's one of the reasons that Yahweh put Israel in dispersion and destroyed a lot of them, was because of the mixing of the holy seed line of Israel with non-Adamic or cursed seed people. There is a punishment for that, and that holds true today. Verse 14, is Israel a servant? That is Ebed, that 5650, that can also mean slave. Is he born in the house? Which means a slave born in the master's house. Why is he that which is plundered? That's all one word, 957. Verse 15. The young lions, 3715, roared, 7580, upon him and gave voice, and they made his land waste. His cities are burned from lack of inhabitants. Israel was really going downhill at that point, being invaded by all these young lions, the troops of foreign nations. Verse 16, also the children of Noph, 5297, and Tachpanachis, 8471, have cropped, 7462, that's Yeruk, is laid bare by overgrazing, the crown of your head, 6936, they wiped out their grazing land with their livestock. They took them over. Verse 17, have you not done this to yourself, in that you have forsaken Yahweh Elohim, that means your God, in the time, 6256, he led, 1980, he led you by the way, 1870. Pardon me a second. Verse 18, and now, what have you to do in the way of Mitzrayim? That's Egypt. To drink the waters of Shikor? 7883. And that's the east branch of the Nile. Or what have you to do in the way of Asher? That's Assyria. To drink the waters of the river, 5104. That's the Euphrates River. That's the great river that went through the land. Verse 19. Your own evil shall chastise you, 3256. And your apostasy, 4878, shall reprove you, 3198. Know and see it is evil and bitter, 4751, that you have forsaken Yahweh Elohim, and that no awe, 6345, no awe of me is in you, declares the Lord, 136, Yahweh of hosts. There's two titles there. Lord of hosts, Yahweh of hosts, that means the heavenly armies. Okay. Verse 20, because from of old, 5, 7, 6, 9, I have broken, 7, 6, 6, 5, your yoke, 5, 9, 2, 3, the burdens that were put upon Israel. Tore apart, 5, 4, 2, 3, your bands, 4, 1, 4, 7, those were the bands of imprisonment and oppression by the invaders. And you said, I will not transgress. When upon every high hill and under every luxuriant tree you recline, 6808, playing the harlot, 2181, all this pagan worship of idols going on under these, on these high places, and under these trees where they had the orgies. Now listen to this very carefully. This is verse 21. I had planted, 5193, you as a choice vine, 8321. Holy, 3605, a true, 571, seed, 2233. That's pure blooded. How, 349, are you turned, 2015, into the degenerate, 5494, that's Surah, vine, 1612, of racial aliens, 5237, Nakaria. They bred outside their race. They were doing race mixing. And he is going to destroy their nation and cast them out, us being us, because of race mixing and making impure the holy seed line of Israel. What's going on? Now, what is going on today with the holy seed line of Israel, and why are we in dispersion today? Because we're committing apostasy and we are race mixing. Not all of us. There's a lot of pure seed line out there, but you see more and more and more of our people, Israel, with non-Israelite partners. And they destroy their seed line, and they bring a curse from Yahweh upon them, and they will be numbered with the goats. That's a terrible crime in the eyes of Yahweh. Verse 22. Because though you wash, 3526, with lie, L-Y-E, 5427, that's nether in the Hebrew, and much soap, 1287, and that is boreth, that's soda and borax. The stain of your iniquities, 5771, is before me, declares the Lord Yahweh. Of course the stain is before him. He can see it because the children don't look like Israelites. They look like a mongrel. Verse 23, how can you say, I am not unclean, 2930, I have not walked after Baalim, see your way in the valley, know what you have done. You are a swift young she-camel, traversing her ways, as in a crisscross pattern. A wild ass, learned of the wilderness, that snuffs up the wind at the desire of her being in her time of heat. That's an animal desire to breed. Who can turn her aside? all those that seek her will not become weary. In her month they shall find her. In other words, they were breeding with anything that came along like a wild ass in heat. And the resultant progeny was the beast of the field mixed with the beast with the bloodline of Adam, rendering them broken cisterns that can't hold the Holy Spirit. They're not holy seed line anymore. Any mixture with Israel destroys the blessing of the covenant people of Israel in that progeny. And that's what's going on today. That's why we're being punished. Verse 25, withhold your foot from being unshod and your throat from thirst, but you said, there is no hope. 2976, for I have loved foreigners. 2114. That's Zarim as foreign gods, and after them I walk. There's no hope. I've walked after foreign gods. Okay. They're not going to turn their back on those foreign gods and come back to Yahweh and repent and beg for forgiveness. No, they're going to keep on keeping on. And they did. Verse 26, as the thief, 1590, is ashamed, 1322, when he is found, 4672, thief's not sorry until he gets caught. So is the house of Israel ashamed, 3001. They, their kings, their officers, and their priests, and their prophets. Verse 27, get this, saying to a piece of a tree, you are my father, and to a stone, you have brought me forth, because they have turned, 6437, their back, 6203, unto me, and not their face. But in the time of their calamity, they will say, arise, 6965, and save us. 3467. Oh yeah, they get in trouble. Then they call on Yahweh. They don't call on Yahweh out of love, but because they're whining and crying, because somebody's putting a whooping on them. Oh, then they'll remember Yahweh. Verse 28. Where are the Eloheka? That's the gods. Where are the Eloheka that you have made you? Let them arise if they can save you in your time of calamity, because as the number of your cities are Eloheka, Yehuda. They had all those cities, and they had all these different little gods. Verse 29, how can you plead with me? That's as in a legal case. All have transgressed against me, declares Yahweh. Verse 30, in vain, 7723, I have smitten your children. They received no correction, 4148, your own sword, 2719, has devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. It killed the prophets. Remember what Yeshua Messiah said to him? You're responsible for the blood of the prophets. Well, they were. Verse 31. O generation, 1755, see you the word of Yahweh. Have I been a wilderness to Israel? A land of darkness, 3991. Wherefore say my people, we wander restlessly, 7300. We will come no more to you. Verse 32. Can a maiden, that's a virgin, forget her ornaments? Or a bride, 3618, her sashes? Yet my people have forgotten me for days without number. Verse 33. Why amend your way to seek love? Therefore have you also taught the wicked ones your ways. Verse 34. Also in your skirts, 3, 6, 7, 4, is found the blood, 18:18, of the lives of the poor innocents. I have not found it by breaking in, 42:90, but upon all these. Verse 35. Yet you say, because I am innocent, 5:3, 5:2, surely his anger shall turn away from me. Behold, I will plead with you, 8:1, 9:9, that's enter into a legal controversy, because you say, I have not sinned. Ah. 2:3, 9:8, that's to miss the mark of duty or righteousness. Verse 36, why do you go about, 2:3, 5, so much to change, 8:1, 3:8, your way? You also shall be ashamed of Mitzrayim as you were ashamed of Asher. They were relying on these two countries instead of Yahweh. And they let them down. Verse 37, yea, 15:71, you shall go forth from him, 2:8:8, and your hands upon your head, because Yahweh has rejected your object of confidence, 4009, and you shall not prosper, 6743, with them. In other words, they were relying on two other countries for salvation from oppression instead of relying on Yahweh. They were not calling upon his name. They were not obeying his laws. They were doing whatever in the heck they pleased. It doesn't work. And what are we doing today? We're relying on churchianity. We're relying on money. We're relying on the government. Oh, we're calling on the government's name. Oh, Donald Trump, save us. They said the same thing. Oh, Barack Obama, save us. Oh, George Bush, save us. We are stiff-necked, hard-headed people. We don't learn by our mistakes. This is what happens here. This foretelling of the doom of Jerusalem and the coming dispersion of the tribe of Yehuda and Benjamin as Israel was dispersed up into Assyria. And then unto Babel. Koresh was going to build a temple. Well, it's just on and on and on and on and on. The churches today have turned away from Yahweh. They don't use the name. They don't use the name Yeshua. They teach a Jewish Jesus. They teach Talmudism in the church. Everybody's a brother, and once you're saved, you're always saved. I mean, they just on and on and on their list. of apostasy gets worse and worse and worse. Broken cisterns. These are half-breed children brought about by illicit unions of Israel with racially alien peoples. They're not capable of holding water, which is a figurative of the Holy Spirit, which set apart Israel from the other nations. Only we had it. Young lions, as they talked, that roared against them. Those are alien troops. Mitzrayim, that's Egypt, and Asher, that's Assyria, can't aid Israel. Only Yahweh can save them. Was no longer a pure vine. The seed line is a vine. It became a wild vine and no good, and the grapes were no good because they were impure. That's the mixing, and it became a degenerate vine and no longer acceptable to Yahweh. We have a lot of that today. You see all of these mongrel mamzers running around. The stain is visible. Well, yes, the stain is very visible. You can see the mixed children from the unions with alien people. There's a lot more in the next chapter. This whole book is just full. And Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu, is going to be physically punished by the people that he's preaching to. They don't want to hear it. They really don't. Makes them very uncomfortable, just like today, when the majority of the people don't want to hear it. Makes them very uncomfortable. I'm sorry about that. But the truth is the truth, even if it is unpleasant. It's still going to be the truth. And if it hurts anybody's feeling, you can argue with Yahweh about it. The word is the word. I do not water it down and try to make it sugary sweet. When the word reaches out and slaps you upside the head, it reaches out and slaps me upside the head as well, and I'm a preacher called by Yahweh. I'm no different than you, except I've had a calling. Why he called me, I don't know. I guess because I'm good with words and I'm good with the languages. He's given me these blessings and taught me and taught me and taught me and taught me and just filled me full of his Holy Spirit, and I'm just eaten up with the zeal for his word. There is nothing else important in my life, and that's what people don't understand. I have no care for this world or the things of it. I don't care about fancy cars or clothes or jewelry. He's blessed me with a really killer computer, and I'm about to get another one because I needed to do the work of his service. He has provided these things for me. They are not a toy for me to play with. I don't go surf the web for porn. All the stuff I look at are all scriptural. When I do a show with Eli, I need two computers going at the same time to watch the chat room and to look up stuff on eSword and to go to websites that Eli and I are working off of and be able to read and follow so I can work with Eli on that. These computers are not toys. I don't use them as toys. The chat rooms I visit are EFR and then the New Ensign chat, which are all scriptural followers. They are the people that are really trying to study the word, and we have great discussions, and a lot of the talk show hosts come on in the chat room, and we talk about stuff, and it's all biblically based. That's what my life is based around. And people, oh man, isn't that boring? No! Believe you me, watching prophecy unfold in today's time with the empire of the Talmudic, Edomite, Canaanite, Khazar, whatever mixture, watching their empire crumble and seeing their daily defeats and the panic of the Antichrist left that they are going into gives me hope. I am watching them self-destruct, praise Yahweh. It doesn't get any better than this. I'm living in the last days, and I know it, and I'm watching it, and I am a witness to it. And I can testify to Yahweh's glory as Yahweh destroys it. Now, he is going to call upon his battle axe and weapons of war. Israel will have to fight, but only under his direction and only under his timetable. We must not be presumptive. We have done that in the past and have been defeated. Yahweh warned us, do not go up. I will not be with you. Well, he will be with us when Yeshua HaMashiach, our Redeemer, returns. We can't take it upon ourselves to do things, physical, warlike things. Bad idea. He has to be with us or we will not prevail. But we sure can prepare. We can get ready and get our families ready for what is coming. That we can do. Oh yes. We can very definitely do that. Well, tomorrow I'm going to start in chapter 3. Of Jeremiah, and we'll see how far we get. It has been a pleasure speaking to you today, and I will say, may Yahweh bless and keep you, and Shalom Aleichem until tomorrow when we get back into the book of Jeremiah. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Lift, lift, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
To his glory we now sing.
to his glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, toot, toot.